Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, Kit. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. All right, now, for everyone in the studio and everyone listening, look to your left. Now, look to your right. If you lived in Monaco, statistically, you'd have just looked at a millionaire. According to recent population surveys, Monaco has one in three members of its population classify as a millionaire. This is a lot of people.
Fantastic.
A lot of people. Now, this is also not taking into account the cost of their primary residence in Monaco. So even setting aside the cost of their house, their giant palatial estate sitting right next to one of those casinos where they're playing Baccarat with James Bond, they are still counting as a millionaire.
Still got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, you know, but if you're in America and you look to your left, look for your to your right, the chances are one in two, you'll look at someone on welfare.
Mm. Exactly.
Which is scary, by the way. And if people aren't paying taxes and then they're voting for somebody who's telling them they never have to pay taxes, we're in a lot of trouble as a country.
Exactly. We're looking at these folks who have perhaps not a care in the world, we'd like to say, but that brings up that idea of vaunted $1 million retirement fund, where it's that magic number. You get $1 million and you can retire.
Yeah. Well, that's where everybody looks. But we look at the lump sum. The lump sum really has nothing to do with your retirement income. And you can't live on a lump sum in retirement, in other words. Thomas, you hear me talk about this many times when you're watching me talk to people who come in from the radio show. But $1 million isn't going to last as long as you think it is unless you have an income plan built into that. In other words, a lifetime of income that you can't outlive, scientifically proven and mathematically designed to make sure you don't run out of money.
Well, it's true. And like you've said, Coach, a number is great. It's great to have a number. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have that income that lasts until not only to retirement, but like you say, through retirement.
Yeah, let's say you got a car with a gigantic gas tank in it. You know, one of these big, back in the day, I dated a girl in college. Her mom had a Jaguar.
Yeah.
I call it Jaguar, but she called it Jaguar. And it had two gas tanks, right? Two big gas tanks. So if ran out of one, you'd flip the button and you'd have another one.
Nice.
The problem is her mom forgot to fill both of them up one day and she ran out of gas.
Oh, no.
So what good is it to have a gigantic tank or two if you don't have anything in it? And same thing with it with a retirement plan. If you don't have a retirement plan, it doesn't matter how much of a lump sum you have. You're going to go through that money a lot faster than you thought you would. Unless you have an income plan. Kit, let's tell the listeners, though, there was one city in America who had a pretty good ratio about look to your left, look to your right. Which one was that?
that was New York City, the only non-European city that made it into the top five globally.
New York City.
Exactly. Where, where one in 21 New Yorkers classifies as a millionaire.
If you're like me and you're listening, I mean, you don't have $1 million sitting around, you really don't care about this. But what you really should care about is living like a millionaire with less worry in retirement. And if you have the income plan built into your retirement plan, you can take the worry out of living in retirement, because you always know every single year there'll be a check coming to your mailbox. We call it the green flag on the mailbox instead of the red flag when you're paying bills. That's possible and probable if you get with the right financial coach to put you through retirement in a comfortable manner.
Well, we have a team of financial coaches located across the United States. And if you have a question, or if you'd like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. That's the number to call. Again, that's 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. At what age can you begin claiming Social Security benefits? 62, 66, or 70? The correct answer is 62, although that's not necessarily when you should start claiming Social Security. To find out the answer to that question, contact your local trusted advisor on financialsafari.com.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. And today sounds like a funny one. The term is spoofing. Are we talking about Cracked magazine here, Coach?
Yeah, it's really not funny, though, is it?
Uh-oh.
It's spoofing is the type of scam where an intruder attempts to gain unauthorized access to a user's system or information by pretending to be the user. Okay, the main purpose is to trick the user into releasing sensitive information in order to gain access to one's bank account, computer system, or steal personal information such as passwords. And we see this a lot of times where people will try to be you when they call a bank. Or someone will call you and it'll look like the bank's calling, because with modern technology, it's real easy for people to act like they're somebody they're not. Mm-hmm. They can do a caller ID attack, it's called. And that's where they change the phone number they're calling from to make it look like they're calling from your bank or somewhere else, a relative. We've heard about the scam about somebody supposedly, like your grandson will call you saying he's in jail in Peru and you need you to wire money right now.
Yeah.
And it's a real bad connection that it says your grandson's phone number when you look at your phone. That's why you answered it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't answer anything if I don't recognize caller ID these days. But it's not. And another one is email spoofing. There's a phony look. It looks like it's coming from someone where it isn't. And Thomas, you're nodding over there. You're a big tech guy. It's easy to do all these things these days, isn't it?
It's very easy. And people take advantage. You know, let's take a common website, for example, because another spoofing technique is URL spoofing. And they'll take a common website like Amazon, Amazon.com, and they may take one of those letters, like the M, and change it to an N. So they know people may type in the website wrong one out of every 30 times. And all of a sudden, they've cloned that website. It looks very similar to Amazon, but they're starting to capture your information for themselves.
And they get your credit card.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Yeah. And so it's easier to do than ever if you suspect, number one, if someone supposedly calls from your bank or the IRS or whatever, hang up. They won't get mad at you. Mm-hmm. Get your phone book out, the real phone book, or even look it up on Google maybe, but the phone book, I mean, it's kind of hard to spoof the phone book, isn't it?
Exactly.
And look up the real bank, the bank's real number or the IRS's real number. Or call information, 411, and call them then from your phone and say, did you just call me? And 99 chances out of 100, they'll say, no, we didn't, right?
Wow.
And so a lot of times they'll start saying, well, we need to verify this is really you. They'll call you acting like they're your health insurance company or your bank. We just need to verify your Social Security number. And maybe they'll have the first three numbers. They'll say, we know it starts with 391. Give us the next five. Mm-hmm. And you'll give it to them. You filled in the blanks for them. So be very, very careful these days, because some of the smartest people in the world are criminals. And I'll say it again. Some of the smartest people in the world are criminals. And I always thought that if they would harness that power and put it to good use, they could do a whole lot more good and probably make a whole lot more money. But studies have shown, psychologists have said, that the criminals get that excitement level, sort of like gambling on Wall Street. They get that level of excitement. The endorphins are kicking in, and they love being criminals. So, folks, you can put a stop to them loving it by not giving them any information.
Yeah. It's time to sit down with someone who is smart, who is looking out for you to combat all of those dangers that are out there, to give you the education you need so you can watch out for those pitfalls as you're planning for retirement. And today is the day to give them a call. We've got a team of financial coaches across the country ready to look out for you. Sit down and go over your entire situation and show you how to get to that successful retirement you've dreamed of. The number to call is 800-604-1099. That's Coach Pete's personal hotline, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. Again, that number, 800-604-1099. Do not get spoofed. Do not get scammed. Sit down with someone who is looking out for your details. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.